No, 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 no.
It Monday, January 27th, 2020. Good morning. It's Monday, the day everyone likes to hate. Why? Because it's the first day where you're obligated to do shit with other people, and go to work and yada yada. I've worked in a few situations where everything was, you know, I don't know, I don't want to go on another rant. Probably end up just doing that because it's what always happens, right? But it's just, it's kind of annoying when, whatever, I actually don't want to get into it. So today it's just super cold, 38 degrees, cloudy. It was supposed to snow last night. Evidently it didn't. I'm guessing it's gonna happen today, later on today, and I'm actually running late for an all-hands meeting, which in corporate terms means everybody get your ass, make your ass available, and fix whatever circumstances are making it so all hands are required on deck. So that's already something not to look forward to. It's always something that's very critically important, business critical, and needs to get fixed or corrected or whatever. Or there's going to be a bunch of layoffs and everyone better get their ass, prepared. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bunch of layoffs, but we did have a meeting where we discussed certain topics and I got the impression that compared to the average tech company, we spend significantly less on IT and engineering, you know, than a typical tech firm typically spends, right? So that means they're either underpaying us, you know, or they're paying us good amounts, but they're not surrounding us with enough head body counts, which seems to be the case in throughout the entire department, throughout all the departments. I mean, you know, and I don't know, you know, I guess you can't really do much. Yeah, so they, you know, I really don't have much to talk about. You know, I'm actually pretty sad. due to three factors, you know, just my own personal just depression, Kobe Bryant's death, and the death of a colleague, 29-year-old, I don't want to go into more details, but very pretty young lady. You know, I don't know what made her, you know, I guess, and to be honest, I don't really know her, you know, ever interact with her, so I can't really, you know, but it's sad on a human level that, you know, she was depressed enough to take her life, and if this can happen to her, you know, who else can it happen to? You know, she was a pretty woman, you know, she had a lot of things going for her, but, you know, evidently whatever caused her to do this was overbearing, you know, and it's just sad to think about, you know, what could have been with her life. And just thinking if I, you know, if I could have been better in being more happy around, you know, because I would see her around and she would obviously look mad, you know, and I would just mind my own business. But I'm wondering, you know, if I would have just been able to say hi or just how are you doing, you know, stuff like that, you know, if it could have been one of many actions that could have changed the outcome of our reality, you know, the butterfly effect. You know, it makes me wonder if, you know, this was, if she really did kill herself, or if this was some sort of, you know, covered up murder. And that might be me, you know, being paranoid because of the, just my, latest, like, I've been on a binge of true crime lately, you know, I just, something about being depressed, you know, and a lot of those type of shows, just the way the music runs and everything, it just makes you feel better, you know, and just seeing that there's all these evil people in the world, I guess it's better to feel angry than sad, you know, sometimes, and, you know, it's very easy to get angry or emotional in these true crime type of TV shows. But I guess the point I was getting at was that maybe I'm just being paranoid because I've been watching a lot of that true crime TV lately. Or maybe it's just because I don't know. I just don't want to believe it because, you know, I don't know. I haven't talked to anyone very deeply about this, but that knew her. You know, I know that I have friends that were mutual friends with her, you know, and are obviously overwhelmed by the loss, I guess, and don't understand why. They're looking for questions, and I agree with them. You know, I don't really see why she would commit, you know, like, I guess I can empathize with her. I just don't see the writing on the wall that would indicate, yeah, she was, you know, depressed. You know, I would see her, you know, and obviously she wouldn't be jolly, go happy person. But who was, you know, when they were at work? You know, I try to be, you know, but I actually have to make an effort to be that way. You know, I put on a persona, I put on a mask. It's a different ego when I'm in the workplace than when I'm in any other social environment, because I know, you know, I have to put on my white person face. I have to put my white person Thai. You know, I gotta act more like a stereotypical quote-unquote white person. You know, and that's how it's been all of my life. You know, I've downplayed playing that role, you know, and in parts of my life. For example, when I was in school, you know, I could have played that, you know, and I decided to play my, you know, Mexican roots or whatever, you know, whatever roots they are, you know, cultural attachments, whatever. But, you know, like, for example, there was a time in middle school where, you know, I was minding my own business. There was, so remember, there's these fundraisers they did in school where you can go out and sell a bunch of overpriced shit to your loved ones, family, and friends, and in return you get these cheap, shitty prizes, I guess you can call them, from this catalog of things you can choose from. And it was just amazing. You know, I really tried at those things and got a lot of, you know, rewards and stuff from that. But but I guess what the point I was trying to get to was, in that class, they had done one of those fundraisers. It just so happened to be the day that the stuff came in for that, you know. So they were going to be handed out to people. They were going to give it over to their people and whatnot. The stupid teacher ended up leaving him out in the open, right, in front of all these, you know, middle school kids from the west side, you know. And quickly they started talking about, you know, just taking the stuff, you know. I can't even remember that far back to give you any details, good details. I just remember, you know, they were wanting to steal the stuff. I knew about it, you know, but I was like, I'm not interested, you know, you guys do you. It was like 3-4 of them, you know, and I was just sitting by them, you know. That was my only crime, being brown and sitting by them, you know. And when I started being questioned by the principal and whatnot, you know, they asked me, you know, and I was honest with them, you know, I didn't lie, you know. They're like, did you know they stole it? Yeah. Why didn't you tell? Like, why didn't you tell on your friends? Why didn't you stab your friends in the back and tell on them? You know, and whatever, you know. And I clearly remember, you know, there was a time in that meeting with that principal office where I could have probably pushed back or talked my way out of it. You know, I could have put on that mask, but I didn't. I stayed loyal to my friends. You know, and it cost me one day's detention, you know, as opposed to the other people who actually stole stuff who got 3 days, right? And the exact reasoning for me being suspended was knowledge of theft. So there you have it. If you ever learn about someone stealing, even if they're your friends, your loved ones, or whatever, just go ahead and tell on them. You know, the leaders at large are always right. You know, the teachers are always right. The government's always right. Just believe what they say and do what you're told. Why did I start going into that ramble? I don't know, but let's talk about Kobe Bryant. You know, I'm almost at work. It's just kind of, you know, it's just, it's truly sad. You know, I was truly almost to tears yesterday just hearing about the tragedy. And I'm suspicious of it personally. You know, it just doesn't seem, you always are in disbelief. You know, maybe I can't believe it's true. Maybe I want to know that there's a reason behind it, but, you know, sometimes there just isn't a reason behind things, and There's just tragic accidents, and it just amazes me the coincidences and the timing of this. One day after, you know, he was passed on the all-time scoring list, it was a big news, but it's almost as if, you know, this beat out that news. Like, you know, it was a big moment for LeBron, but it was almost like Kobe Bryant was one-upping him one more time, you know, in a sad and tragic way. And I'm sorry, that's probably a really bad joke early on, you know, but I didn't mean it in a bad way and it, by any means. You know, it's very sad. I want to send my prayers out and my condolences to Kobe Bryant, his family, the other people on board. You know, there was looked like it was another husband and wife and their child. Rest in peace to them. I can't remember their name. It sounded Italian. There was two more women. I believe they might be staffers. I have no idea. And there was another woman and another girl, you know, and I don't know if that was mommy-child-sister relationship. But then there was the pilot who's been unidentified. I don't know what else has been going on, but it's just weird. I don't know, you know, I don't know how to feel about it. It's just, it's the sad thing is that he retired. He was just starting to do all the things he wanted to do after retirement. You know, and I heard back into a speech that he made a couple of years back, right before he was going to retire, you know, and he said it himself that he was finally going to be at peace, you know, so it's just insane, you know. You never want that kind of stuff to happen to anybody. And, legacy of Kobe. Wow.